put a ring on it.
I always do our dance moves from our dance.
I know.
I remember some of them.
From Rock Band?
That was a nightmare to remember that.
Oh, the whole thing was a nightmare. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning on MyTalk1071 and streaming around the world at MyTalk1071.com. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Cheers to all of you. Raise your glass and take a sip of your refreshing morning beverage.
Cheers. Yay. Thirsty.
Uh-oh.
Okay. No.
Can Thursday. I do that?
No.
Thursday. No. Did you just... Okay.
No. That's okay. For you guys.
Wrong. No, it's not.
No.
We have rejected. We don't want it. It's for us. Send it back.
We have rejected that, Lex. We have rejected it. We've rejected it. No, we will not.
I'll put you on probation, Thompson.
Is that what I'm getting? Okay.
Yeah.
We have rejected that, and we will not accept that. So.
All right.
No.
But you know what tomorrow is, right?
Human Centipede Friday? Yeah.
That too.
Human Centipede Friday! Yes.
Oh, gosh. That was torture!
Great. Yeah, Lex, for Forced Movie Review Friday, Lex had to watch The Human Centipede. And, well, let me just play a little bit of the video again. This is Alexis... last night watching this movie. Now I can't play the whole video because the FCC will shut us down, but here's Alexis
eventually. Watch it though.
Here's Alexis, and then you'll notice a special guest star in the video also makes an appearance. Listen to this.
Oh my gosh, now they're training outside and the lead guy has to go number two. And he's so sorry. Oh my gosh.
Ooey, icky. That's what it sounds like he says.
He's like, Mom, why are we watching this?
What's
happening right now? Why is that person's butt there? Why is that happening?
Oh, guys.
Yeah. Oh. I can't
wait.
This
whole movie. You know, I don't even like, 600 Pound Life, you see some surgery and that your funky feet, you know, that show. And what's the other one?
Pimple Popper. Funky Feet.
Yeah.
Funky Feet.
Yeah. Isn't that what that show is called?
No, it's not. My feet are killing me is what it's called.
Same difference. Not whatever.
Not my funky feet.
I think you should be working TLC just to title their show so because I think more people would watch it.
Here's your host for My Funky Feet, Alexis Thompson.
Oh man. Oh. I'd be the worst host of that show because you see surgeries and they pull the skin back and you see his operation and how he puzzles the bodies together.
That would make you a good host, I think, because that's what we're all thinking. Yeah. Oh. I think so.
I had to stop watching my funky feet. It got too much for me. Ugh. Even for me, and I love these shows. And I think what did it was that clip that I played where the woman I can't even say it. I'm not going to say it. I don't want to ruin people's breakfast. But let's just say
that's all I needed to not watch it.
Yeah, she described her foot. The odor as something like wet nachos. And I was like, okay.
What? Some of the titles of the episodes are killing me.
Lex.
It's so nasty.
Good Lord.
What are you reading there, Dawn?
Oh, here's some of the titles of the episodes. Episode 8 is Fixing Frankenstein. Episode 7, Alligator Feet, and Episode 6, Just For You, E.T. Fingers. This is My Funky Feet. This is the My Feet Are Killing Me, otherwise known as My Funky Feet.
E.T. Fingers for Toes. That is so...
Oh, gosh.
I wonder if one lights up.
It's a man with long toes. That's what it's about.
Feet already are just, and then you got the issues. Oh,
I know. I had to.
One says that, looks bad, feels worse.
It's not really, Doug.
Yes. And then the episode one is called Somewhere in There Is a Foot.
No, no, Dawn, you didn't read the best one. No, Dawn, you didn't read the best one. Oh, Lex is going to pee herself. Yeah. Lex is going to. Okay, Lex, Lex, hold on to your privacy. Ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Ready? Mo toes, mo problems.
This show, this might be my new Pacer show.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh. Mo toes, mo problems.
Is that a notorious toe? A giant one?
It says, here's the description. Crown? A man with an enormous lump on his foot creates a mystery for the doctors.
Oh, my God.
What a beautiful mystery.
Oh my goodness. Dawn.
Oh no. Oh,
Dawn, please, Dawn, read some of these. Oh, okay, we gotta take a break. When we come back, Dawn, you gotta read some of these descriptors in your voice, in your announcer voice, okay?
Okay, right.
Okay, we're gonna take we're gonna take a break. We'll be back after this.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Hey, Dudley Rabbit here. You can shake your head, you can shake a leg, but now this Easter you can shake an egg. It's the new fun way to color eggs with my Shake an Egg Easter Kit. Look, you get 6 packets of kooky coloring crystals, 6 shaker bags, my handy drying rack, 5 egg stands, plus 4 puppet mittens. To shake an egg, just dip a hard-boiled egg in water and put it in a bag. Now add the coloring crystals and shake. Let the eggs dry, then rinse with water. And look what a fabulous burst of color you've created. Use my Easter pals to show off the very best eggs. So look for Dudley's Shake an Egg, the new fun way to color eggs. And here's an adorable way to say Happy Easter to someone you love. It's Cuddly Dudley, a very huggable Easter surprise that'll be a real favorite all year long. Available at fine stores everywhere. Da, da,
da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Cuddly Dudley was my nickname in junior high, by the way.
Am I tripping?
Yeah.
What in the world? What'd you put in my coffee, Jason?
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning. That was a Shake and Egg coloring kit commercial from 1979. And I remember using those as a kid to decorate my Easter eggs.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Dawn. Now, speaking of our classic commercials, we've been having fun with them. I found a treasure trove of classic commercials on this site that celebrates like the best of Chicago broadcasting. And we discovered an announcer woman who has probably, right, Kenny, the most sensual voice. And here she is. This is the one that started. This is a McDonald's free glass commercial from 1976. Listen to this.
Get a Mayor McCheese glass this week at participating McDonald's in Chicagoland. Order a medium soft drink in a McDonald line glass, 49 cents plus tax, and keep the glass.
Keep the glass. Nice. Now, we discover that Dawn can do an uncanny impersonation of that voice. So, Dawn will now proceed to read the descriptions of My Funky Feet on TLC. So, Dawn, give us some of your descriptions.
Okay,
here.
This is episode one. It's Unsock the Shock. Okay. Meet TLC's newest doctors who will have you hanging by your toenails as they unsock the shock of the most extreme foot cases. Don't miss the series premiere of My Feet Are Killing Me, Thursday, January 2nd at 10, 9 central on TLC.
Oh, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I got to read episode one, actually.
Yes, yes, please.
This is called Somewhere in There Is a Foot.
Somewhere in there.
Stacy's life-threatening scar on her foot has left her hopeless, but she's giving it one last shot. David has the worst case of foot fungus Dr. Schaefer has ever seen. Morgan, an erotic paranormal romance novelist, is hoping to get her sixth toe amputated.
Her sixth toe?
Wait, there's a lot going on there.
Read it again.
Stacy's life-threatening scar on her foot has left her hopeless. But she's giving it one last shot. David has the worst case of foot fungus Dr. Schaefer has seen. Morgan, an erotic paranormal romance novelist, is hoping to get her sixth toe amputated.
Morgan's got a lot going on.
Morgan, you need your personality amputated, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Lex.
Erotic paranormal romance novelist.
With six toes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh. Somewhere there's a toe in there.
Okay. Oh, my God. Dawn, can you read Mo Toes, Mo Problem, please?
Oh, the doctors treat an enormous lump, a wart cluster, and a double big toe.
Ew, a wart cluster?
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah,
a man with an enormous lump on his foot creates a mystery for Dr. Vincent. Dr. Schaefer faces a case of a wart cluster that is all over a man's foot, and patient Kiara has the first double big toe the doctor has ever come face to face with.
A double big.
What does that look like? A butt toe?
You gotta watch this show, Alexa. It sounds like you're very interested.
No.
They actually mentioned funky feet in episode 4.
The doctors treat a toddler with 12 toes and a nudist with funky feet.
A nudist.
God forbid the nudist puts on socks.
The nudist with funky feet. Oh,
I guess the extra toes.
If you've looked at everything else, you start moving down the body to the feet, you know, and you're like, there's a problem here.
There's a problem here.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. I've said it before on this broadcast, and I'll say it again. And I really don't. I don't judge fetishes. Whatever floats your sexual boat, I think is fabulous. I really do.
It's consensual.
And it's consensual. Do what you want to do in your waterbed. The one fetish, like I understand, I'm not going to say even because I'm not going to judge. I understand furries. You know, Lex and I learned about furries many years ago. We had an eye-opening conversation with a delightful mother whose son was a furry. Mm-hmm. The fetish that still my brain, I can't put the wires together, is a foot fetish.
Well, that's exactly the problem, is that the wire for, they've done research on the brain and your... The sensor for feet is right next to your sexual sensor in the genitals, and it gets crossed with people that have foot fetishes. They can't help it. It's like,
so if you've got if you've got 12 toes or whatever, is that extra super duper hot?
I don't know, because I don't have a foot fetish, and I've not been with anybody with a foot fetish.
Yeah, I guess it's more surface area, so that's probably a win.
More foot to get in your mouth.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Be careful. You get hoof and mouth disease. Like you get the cows get.
And the hand and foot, the kids are...
I really don't. And again, I really mean this. I don't want people judging me like this, so I'm not going to... I just don't get it. Like, when I see stuff,
nice, pretty feet, though, Jace. You know, you always want to be in beachy area so they can at least go and, you know, sand it down on the sand. And, you know,
I'm on the other side of that. I'm on the other side of that, Jason. I'm not into feet, but feet don't bother me the way they do for a lot of people.
Really?
Everybody's like, oh, put that gross hoof away. You're freaking me out. And feet don't bother me at all.
Yeah, they don't bother me either. I'm just kind of neutral.
Yeah, they don't bother me, but
it depends on the foot.
Yeah.
It's more of a smell thing for me.
Yeah, if I have to suck on your big toe, I guess, okay. I mean,
sure.
If that's
is it clean?
Rindu,
yeah.
That's your deal.
Yeah, cleanliness.
Yeah. Call B and see if she,
God.
See if she has a foot fetish.
Oh, this is going to be great.
She's not answering.
She's got to leave a message. Knows.
Yeah, I'm going to. Okay, let's leave
a
message.
Are you going to leave? Oh, no.
Hi. Oh. Do you have a foot fetish? Or do you know anyone that does have a foot fetish? Can you call us back? Thanks.
Okay. So dumb.
I'm sure that'll be used in a court hearing at some point.
She saved all the messages you've left her.
Yeah, totally. The best message to leave your boss. Do you have a foot fetish? It's for the show, B. It's for the show. 727. We're going to take a break, everyone. We'll be back right after these words.
It's time for a Mariah Cray Cray moment.
So featuring moments for you, like a retro moment of gypsy,
yeah,
whatever.
You're right.
This has been a Mariah Cray Cray moment.
We're not real sure what Mariah said that. We're not real sure, but she's getting ready actually to sit down with Oprah to talk about her new book. So that'll be a good Oprah conversation episode on Apple TV. So
I want to get that book.
I do too, because you know she's going to spill some stuff, or at least I hope she does. So
I read a review of it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. New York Times says it's really good.
Oh, I was waiting for a bad review. Really?
No, they said that it's exactly... So Mariah Carey is a manufactured product, and what she's done is that she's, in her book, she's manufactured a product, just like herself, but it is really interesting and good. Like, it's a good read. So you'll probably a really easy read and a good read. New York Times.
Oh, easy and a good read.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I was surprised about that. Now, she isn't going to get into anything that's like, oh, okay, this makes me look bad or admitting any faults, really. But, you know, you can make your own assumptions from the stories that she tells. She talks about how she, Tommy Mottola and that whole relationship and the ins and outs of that, and how just he creepy guy, you know, just abusive, and how he
controlling
super. And so her relationship with Derek Jeter, actually meeting him and having a little fling with him, actually gave her courage to get out of the relationship with Tommy Mottola.
Well, I want to read this. I'm going to, what were we going to say, Kenny?
Kenny.
We clipped you there. What were we going to say?
So you made the mention that it's, what did you say, manufactured or a product? So is it fiction or is it real?
It's real. It's just that it's a very glossy version of her, but they acknowledge that it's good. it's not the kind of read where you're going to get anything that isn't pretty, right. You know?
Or negative about her.
Yeah, which, everybody's going to write a book. If you're writing if it's a biography, it's going to be that way.
Yeah, kind of sounds like old school Hollywood, actually. Yeah.
And that she really had a hard time growing up. I mean, her stepsister, I believe, when she was 12, tried to put her into prostitution. She poured boiling water on her. They lived in a shack at one point.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she had a hard time. And so you're like, oh, okay, well, then I want you to be fabulous and have success after reading all of that.
I'm going to read this one.
That's what the reviewer said. I haven't read it, so.
I hope she does a book on... I hope she reads her own book on tape. I hope she is the one that narrates it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Seriously, can you imagine? I hope she does the audio version, because that would be delicious. Yes. That would be the ultimate fragrant moment.
I need a moment. I need a fragrant moment.
Yes, you do, Mariah. Always. One of my favorite phrases from her. Uh-huh, we all do. There is drama, allegedly, on the set of The Mandalorian. Have you guys heard about this?
No. What's going on, Jace?
Okay, so the actor that plays The Mandalorian, Pedro, allegedly, he left. Like, he got, left mid-season, the season two. Now, the rumor goes that he really wanted more scenes without the mask and was kind of bucking Jon Favreau, the executive producer and creator, and some of the crew, or some of the higher-ups, and became difficult and mid-season quit. And that is why, allegedly, the second part of the season it's going to focus a little bit more on some side characters and less on Mando himself. Now, I will, having said that, there is a website that I actually trust. It's a nerd site that said, literally the headline is, "No, Pedro did not quit The Mandalorian." So it is not true that he did not go. He is there. There's no truth to it. It's yet again people that don't like Lucasfilm and just revel in spreading, you know, drama within the organization. So I don't know. I guess we'll see when it comes out. But I hope that he doesn't quit. I love his voice. I think he's important. I don't know. I'm bummed because yet another like Star Wars drama story that the haters will grab onto, and this is why it's a mess, and Kathleen Kennedy should be fired, and it's just yeah.
Well, at first I thought, well, maybe it's the show, you know, trying to drum up some attention, but it doesn't need it.
No,
everyone loves the show so much.
Yes, it doesn't need it. No, if there's a show right now that doesn't need it's The Mandalorian. I mean, it was. You know, other than Tiger King, it was one of the only bright spots of the first couple months of the pandemic, as far as entertainment was concerned. I mean, it was helped get us through it, but I don't know.
Well, and I also say you want to keep your mask. You want to take the mask off. Is that a good reason to leave a production where you're Mando?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, just in general,
Well, and you kind of knew, you had to know going into
arrogant.
It. Now, let's take the side that the rumors are true.
Yeah.
You had to know going into this. That's why the rumors always kind of seemed a little far-fetched to me, because you are signing up to play a guy, a mysterious guy in a mask.
And the main thing is that he can't take off his mask.
Thank you, Dawn.
I mean,
yeah.
You have to
save so much time on makeup and all of that. You don't have to worry about anything. If you ruin your lines, they can dub it over later.
Yes.
We won't know.
Yes.
And most of the time, it wasn't him, right? Some of the action scenes, it's someone else.
Someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
That's
cakewalk.
The gig, man. That's the gig. You don't have to brush your hair or shave or anything.
No.
And it's not like he wouldn't get work later. What's going to make him not get work is to be a whiny bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's difficult, you know.
Yeah, because if that, you know, you get that reputation, it spreads, and creatives don't want to work with you.
Exactly.
Producers don't want to work
There's
with you.
There's too many people waiting to take your spot.
Yeah, you can't be like that. This isn't the 50s or 60s. You can't act like that anymore on sets. It's not tolerated. And it's just, bottom line, it's just not respectful. I mean, you know, I don't
so
get
do
that.
We know, did he leave the production mid?
No, like I said, the rumors were circulating. No one really touched it. Lucasfilm didn't deny it. But there, like I said, there is one nerd site that I do trust that came out, I believe, yesterday and said, hold the phone.
Yeah, no.
These rumors are not true. It's not happening. I'm just going to wait until we get an official thing from Lucasfilm, which we have yet to. But
maybe they won't even address it.
I kind of hope they don't.
We wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Other than the voice would be different.
The voice would be different. And he does have a great voice. I will tell that. Pedro has a just that Mando voice.
Yeah, silky and
so good.
Hot.
Yeah, because they because another thing that they were saying is, now this I could see a little bit. The actor was upset that Baby Yoda got so much attention and not the character of Mando. And my feeling is, girl, if that's true, you are leading with your ego. And we all have egos if you're in and I get that. But you are leading with your ego. Do you not know that people loving Baby Yoda benefits you?
He doesn't take anything away from you. Other people's success does not take away from your success in general.
Amen.
You know, that's why we got to celebrate everybody who does well in our industry. Why not be happy for people? You know what I mean?
Well,
and they need each other.
They need each other. Lex, it says, if that is true, I want to be clear. These are nerd rumors. If it is true, to me, it speaks much more about him than it does about anything else. Because if you're confident enough in yourself, you want people around you to succeed. If you are not confident in yourself, then you feel the need to take down the ones around you. He should be confident in the fact It's the name of the show is The Mandalorian. Yes. And Baby Yoda's publicity can only help you and your paycheck. The more popular the show becomes, the more successful you become. I just don't understand that. I do not understand that. And yeah,
I mean, we all get jealous sometimes, and you know, you've got those thoughts on the inside.
Yes,
you
got to
get over them, and that's disappointing if that's true.
Yep. So, coming up on 7:42, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Cake Boss.
Ooh, ouch.
The Cake Boss has an unbelievable injury. Alexis will tell you about that. And then Dawn has the story of Carol Baskin. Just when you thought there couldn't be any more drama, there is. That more when we come back. When my hands don't Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thanks for being here, everyone. 7:47 is the time. A little flashback bumper music for you. I had a woman email. I think she emailed the show, or I don't know. I don't think she individually emailed me. She had a good suggestion to the B. Arthur, if she's listening. She's like, look, I love these flashback bumps. She goes, but maybe we can pull some music from, you know, a little earlier, like some 70s and 80s. I thought that was a good idea.
Oh, for bumper music.
Yeah, just some classic. Like, you know, I don't know. So, B. Arthur, not that you listen to us, but if you're there, there's an idea for you.
Maybe it's Rocco that's doing it. I assume it was him.
Oh, maybe, yeah. So, Rocco, if you're listening, that's a good idea. I think her name was Julie. That's a good idea.
He's just taking stuff that's already in our system.
Then
it's easier that way and not re-recording in stuff in real time.
Good.
Just on the technical.
Exactly. It is 7:48. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Lex. Literally, what's going on? I purposely did not read the story.
Oh, okay. Do you guys ever have you ever had the thought that it might be kind of cool to have a bowling alley at my house?
No.
Like Richard Nixon.
Yeah. I've thought about it before. Here's a reason not to do that, and that's Cake Boss Buddy. He is recovering from a horrific bowling alley accident, of course, the bowling alley in his home. He is right-hand dominant, and I guess he was fixing the cage mechanism because the pin setter wasn't working right. And so he was trying to get the pin to drop down. His right hand got lodged inside of the mechanism, compressed inside. And then he slowly watched an inch and a half metal rod repeatedly impale his hand between his ring finger and his middle finger 3 times. That took more than 5 minutes. And finally, Buddy Jr. had to come out and saw the metal rod to free his hand.
Nope.
Hey, Buddy Jr., get the hacksaw. We got an issue here.
Yes. Oh,
thank God he made a Buddy Jr., right?
Yeah, and Marco, both of them. It took 2 sons to get him out of that. And then, of course, he went through surgery, 2 surgeries. It's going to be an uphill battle because that is his dominant hand. But he has a good sense of humor about it. He posted a picture. He says, I was involved in a terrible accident a few days ago. What do you think of my new accessory?
Oh boy!
But
I hope his hand's going to be okay. All the nerves in your hand—it went in and out 3 times. So either 3 entry points or
no, it's the same place.
Oh boy!
Right between his ring and middle finger.
Okay. I'm just trying to wrap my brain around what happened to him.
Is this his dominant hand? Did you say
it is?
Oh man!
Yep. You know, luckily he's not doing that much baking these days. You know, he's kind of the businessman behind the scenes now. But still, you don't want this to happen to anyone.
No. No. This is why you shouldn't have a bowling alley in your house.
Yeah, you know, I'll stick to my lazy river in my moat. That will be my dream now.
I mean, the craziest thing, I think, even when we build South Fork, you know, it's the craziest thing I'm going to have in there is a home theater and a sex dungeon. That's it.
Whoa. That's all you need.
Kenny, I said that. I didn't mean to say that last part. But.
Or you have a person to take care of malfunctions. That could also apply for your sex dungeon, too.
Yeah.
But don't you, you need a bowling alley guy to help you with that?
That's right.
I guess, if you're going to do it.
But Kenny, you know, as a man who fixes things, wouldn't you try to fix it yourself?
Well, ironically, you bring this up without any prompting. I grew up in a small town, and we had a five-lane, five, six-lane bowling alley in town. And all the townies, all us town kids, not only would we run the counter free of charge. When the owners were gone or in the other rooms, you know, somebody'd come in and they need a Coke or whatever, we just walk back there, get them a Coke, put, get their money, put it in the thing. But the machines, the pin setter, always screwed up. And all of us townies knew how to fix it. So we'd all walk that lane all the way back to the end, go in behind the wall and fix the machine, unplug it, and business as usual. We all knew how to do it.
Yeah.
Well, at least you knew to unplug it. That's good.
Well, no, there's no unplugging it. It's there's no unplugging it. It's hardwired in. You just have to know where not to put your hands. You know, I blame this solely on his own hubris and, you know, stupidity.
Yeah.
You know, it's like farm kids. They know where not to put their hands. Otherwise, it'll get ripped off in that PTO shaft.
Or got to wear rings.
Yeah. Never say
I have an uncle who did and doesn't have that finger anymore.
I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry. What? I was traumatized by what Kenny said about a shaft. What?
PTO shaft.
Who doesn't have a finger?
I have an uncle who was wearing his ring finger and it got caught. He's a farm. He's a farmer, and it just. So he has no
rings.
Ring.
And, rings and loose clothing. You can't be wearing loose clothing, especially around balers or swatters or PTO shafts.
And never wear flip flops when moving furniture downstairs.
Oh, or mowing your lawn. Did your toe get stubbed? I can't remember. And it's such a big toe. You have to protect it, Jeez.
No, it's just safety. I mean, because your flip-flop can, you know, just safety first, everybody. Safety first. No flip-flops when you're moving. Just wanted to be clear on that one.
Yep.
So,
steel-toe boots, baby.
What?
Steel-toe boots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't own a pair.
Oh.
No. I need to change that, I guess.
Yeah.
I have a dozen pair.
You do?
Well, of course.
Oh, that's right. You're manly. What's what is the benefit? Sell me on this, Kenny. You have 1 minute. You have 1 minute, Kenny.
Well, I'm in the blacksmith shop.
On the qualities of a steel-toed boot.
Well, right. I'm in the blacksmith shop, and I'm pounding on a piece of, you know, 20-pound steel that's white hot, and it falls off the anvil and it hits the foot and causes no damage whatsoever.
Right.
Or I'm out in the woods and I'm cutting down a tree and the chainsaw bounces off a piece of brush and hits my toe and nothing happens.
Okay.
Or like you're moving something and it slips out of your hand, hits your foot, no big deal.
Okay. I'm hearing you. I'm hearing what you're saying.
I've got some. Here. Me too.
You have a steel-toed boot?
Yeah, we all do. You're the only one.
Yeah, Jason.
Safety first, Jason.
I don't know. Why is this shaming being thrown in my direction? Maybe I do have steel-toed boots. Hold on a minute. Let me call Colin. I don't know if I do have steel-toed boots. Maybe I do. I have a lot of shoes. Let's see. Let's call Colin. And I wonder if he has steel-toed boots. He works with his dad, who's a plumber sometimes.
Oh, I bet he does.
I bet he does. Colin's...
Some of my steel-toed boots have the leather worn off. It's just steel down there.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah.
It still does the job, though.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Are B. Arthur and Colin in, like... Uh-oh. Are they calling each other? Neither are answering. Oh, maybe he's taking the dogs out potty. Maybe that's what's happening. Anyway, I don't think I have steel-toed boots, but maybe I'll check and I'll get back to you tomorrow on that one. Just sit there with anticipation. That and human centipede.
You know if you had them, Chase.
I don't know. I have so many shoes. I do. I need to clear out my shoes. I do.
Yeah, that's
so much
fun.
Your shoes.
That's right, Dawn. I'm going to Marie Kondo my shoes.
Do they give you joy? You have to pick it up and have a moment with them.
There are some things that don't give me joy, so I'll get rid of those. Hey, guys, we're going to take a break. 7:55 when we come back. Alexis Thompson will host Scream Pop Culture Trivia when we return.
It's a beautiful day.